Hello everybody and welcome to today's program, which is on the 1st of January 2021. It is also the solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, presenting this program. The 1st of January is special for us all, whether we like to admit it or not. We are all creatures who like ceremony and a bit of pomp for the sake of making and marking an occasion. We like to do that, and we remember our birthdays, of course, and we remember our marriages, and also we remember our loved ones when they pass on. All is a bit of pomp and ceremony, and it is good. It is important to do so. This helps us to stop and think and ask ourselves, where are we going? It's important to have a sense of the sacred in our lives, and these occasions help us to have a thought for the most important things in our lives. What do we value most? Could be a question we could ask ourselves at this time, this day, the first day of January. Right now, of course, we all want an end to the coronavirus. We are all reminded how temporary our lives are. We may have a sickness that we wish to be rid of. We are reminded also that we are on a journey. These are our thoughts during this new year. We are on a journey, and where are we going? We are reminded what is the most important value we have in our lives. What is for us the most important thing or idea? It is definitely love of our families, our partners, our children, our work, and the importance of our lives. Somewhere there we may think of the value there is in being loving and caring for others outside of our circle of friends. We know it's impossible for us right now to have the same love and care for others just the same as the care and love we have for our nearest and dearest. Yes, we are only beginning on that journey. Nowadays we are asked to be mindful and loving to the beautiful world we live in, and that provides for all our needs. Food, clothes, comes from the planet Earth, the one we live in. And it is being slowly destroyed as we enter a new year. Maybe there has been a temporary stop to the damage being done due to the coronavirus. The Earth is probably having, and it is said, it's having a rejuvenation as a result. Are we prepared to make a change to our lifestyle in order to help continue the rejuvenation of our Earth? It would be great if we were. Of course, we leave it in our government's hands, but is that enough? Aren't governments likely to decide for the greater sources that power industries and even our everyday needs, such as transport and heating in our homes, our cooling of our houses when the weather gets hot? Are they not more likely to be interested and motivated by the vote that they might get from you and from many others, so that they can be re-elected and keep the show going for themselves or their political party? Is there enough organization among the non-special interest groups that can be a lobby and a power force that demands that we keep our Earth rejuvenating so that our future generations can live with what the beautiful planet provides? These are unpopular questions and provide discomfort for the comfortable. We're also reminded of our New Year resolutions. Most people try at least to restart an initiative that they feel they should commit themselves to, and it may be for the sake of their health, or for the community, or for some religious intent. We may decide to pray a little bit more, eat less of whatever, And maybe we may decide to be mindful of our poor neighbours and their needs and help where we can. All these are worthwhile and should be encouraged today. Today also we are reminded of the Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. By the 7th century, January the 1st was observed as a celebration of the maternity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The feast is a celebration of Mary's motherhood of Jesus. Through the Holy Spirit, God the Father prepared Mary to be the dwelling place where his Son and his Spirit could dwell in among people. Christ's birth was made possible by Mary's fiat, our sanctioning of God's plan with her words, "Be it done to me according to thy word." Calling Mary Mother of God is the highest honor we can give her. Just as Christmas honors Jesus as the Prince of Peace, the Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, honors Mary as the Queen of Peace. New Year's Day, which is today, is also designated as the World Day of Peace, further acknowledging the role of Mary in our hearts and in our world. These words were inspired by Bill Chapman. So today is simply a great day to begin a new resolution, to become better people, to improve our world. We may think we cannot do much about the coronavirus, but we have the three things that we do, which are to sanitize our hands often, to wear face masks, and to do social distancing. Also, we can pray for the virus to be eradicated quickly and to pray for those who are on the front line fighting the virus, like nurses and doctors, ambulance drivers and so forth, all who work in the medical field. Mary is our greatest intercessor, and we can pray for her protection in the coming year, 2021. We finish with a prayer from Pope Francis, which he wrote and proclaimed on the 8th of December 2019, and it is fitting here. I quote now, "May the God of peace bless us and come to our aid. May Mary, Mother of the Prince of Peace, and Mother of all peoples of the earth, accompany and sustain us at every step of our journey of reconciliation. And may all men and women who come into this world experience a life of peace and develop fully the promise of life and love dwelling in their heart." From the Vatican, the 8th of December 2019. What a fine way to finish and offer you our special wishes for a lovely new year, a hopeful year, that we hope that the virus will finish and that our resolutions that we make today may be good and wholesome ones and for the betterment of ourselves, our health, and for others and our communities and the world in general. Let us not forget our beautiful earth. May God bless you and keep you safe. This is Father Tom Casey of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you every God's blessings for the new year 2021.